Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. My very special guest today is Dr. Akilah Weber. She's a candidate running for the La Mesa City Council. She's a medical doctor who serves as director of the Pediatric and Adolescent Gynecology Division at Rady Children's Hospital and as assistant clinical professor at UCSD in the OBGYN department. She also serves as a mentor, educating youth groups on making healthy life choices. And she teaches STEM, that's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, to underrepresented kids on weekends. She's a board member for La Mesa Conversations and the La Mesa Foothills Democratic Club, as well as an elected delegate for the 79th Assembly District. She and her husband have two young children here in La Mesa, and she's the daughter of Assemblywoman Shirley Weber. Dr. Weber, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Miriam. Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure being here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. So tell us, what made you decide to run for the La Mesa City Council?
Well, I believe that the residents of La Mesa deserve to have someone who can represent all La Mesans, who can really be the voice for the future of La Mesa. And, you know, in my role as a physician, on a daily basis, I serve as an advocate for my patients. I am their voice. And they're young, they're older, they've come in with a lot of different conditions. And I'm able to really advocate for them and navigate the medical system and sometimes different social programs for them. I'm also, as you said, the director, but I'm also the founder of the gynecology program at Rady Children's Hospital.
Oh, very good.
So that lets you know that I'm able to create something that has never been there before. I can look and see what can become and help to work with others to create it. And that's what you really need when you're dealing with someone who's on the city council, someone who can think outside of the box and come up with different solutions for the different situations and issues that each city has. And finally, as you mentioned, I'm a mommy. I have a newly five-year-old and a 6.5-year-old. And so we're very active within the La Mesa community. A lot of the services that the city has or that we have within the community, I'm a part of it. My family is a part of it. My son takes swim classes at our pool. We do jiu-jitsu. They're in school in La Mesa. So I'm really there seeing our services and what works and what doesn't work, interacting with the residents in La Mesa. And so it's important that we have someone on the council that can really represent all La Mesans. And that's why I'm running.
Very good. Thank you. What, in your view, are the most pressing issues facing La Mesa, and how would you address them?
Well, my top three priorities, the first is public safety. As a mother, I want my children to be able to be raised in a very safe community. We had the operations report given last night by our chief of police, and our police officers are doing very well, and I commend them for that. And there's always room for improvement. And so, you know, as a city, we need to make sure that we're giving them the resources that they need so that we can continue to do as good of a job, if not better, than what we're already doing. My second is health and wellness. I am a physician. I want us to live in a very, very healthy community. I support our climate action plan.
Very good.
If elected, I would make sure that that actually goes into effect because that does impact the health of our community. I also support having partnerships with different clinics and hospitals like Grossmont Hospital so that they can provide different free cooking classes, nutrition, stress relief, all of the things that basically allow someone and a family to live a very healthy lifestyle. And finally, one of my main issues is housing affordability.
Yes, let's talk about that. How do you balance the need for affordable housing that's just becoming bigger and bigger all across San Diego County against concerns of those who want to preserve community character and historic charm or who are worried about parking with some of the denser projects?
That's an excellent question. And, you know, I don't really see them as being mutually exclusive. I think that we can create affordable housing and continue to allow our community feel. Because the reality is that when you allow someone to purchase a home, they actually become a very valuable member of that community. They give back to that community. Your community prospers economically because they're shopping there. Your schools prosper because their kids go to school there. So the fact that you have housing affordability allows for your community to maintain its community and continue to be viable. So I really see them as not mutually exclusive. They're mm-hmm. compatible. And, you know, I think the important thing is that here in La Mesa, we work with all stakeholders. So the community, our realtors, our developers, to make sure that what we are doing is a smart growth plan that works for La Mesa.
Very good. A couple of years ago, there was a controversy here about a high rise that was proposed. I think they wanted to go 18 stories high. At some point, they cut it to 9, and that eventually went away because one of the partners in it pulled out. But there's a lot of controversy because it would have been close to the downtown area, mm-hmm. and a lot of people felt that was just too tall. What are your views about when, if ever, waivers should be granted to the height limits to meet other goals such as maybe affordable housing or transit-oriented housing?
Well, I think that whenever we are looking at the development plan within La Mesa, we need to see which areas are best to be developed. Downtown La Mesa is great, but we don't have to necessarily just solely focus our development downtown. Mm-hmm. There are other areas of La Mesa that are closer to transit that we can focus on building our more affordable homes and apartment complexes.
Okay. Let's go back to health for a moment. I saw on your website that you're interested in a smoke-free La Mesa. Mm-hmm. Tell us what that would entail.
Research has shown that smoking and also secondhand smoke causes significant medical problems.
Yes.
Whether it's lung cancer, whether it's asthma, and we're seeing a rise in our young kids having asthma, seasonal allergies. I remember when I was a kid, I didn't have them, and now my eye is tearing now because, you know, of all of the allergies mm-hmm. that I have. And so it's really important that if we are outside, if our kids are outside playing, that we have clean air. And you're out eating, you should be able to eat without smelling smoke, whether it's from tobacco or marijuana, coming in the area. And so it's really important because medically we know that these things can lead to significant health problems.
Speaking of marijuana, the voters of La Mesa a couple of years ago approved medical marijuana dispensaries, and the first ones are being licensed now. There is a movement afoot on the council, I'm told, by some members who want to adopt an ordinance to legalize and regulate recreational marijuana, and their argument is if the council doesn't do it, the voters might, and you may get a situation like you did with the medical ordinance where the language was rather vague, and now the city is being sued over whether or not a particular dispensary was too close to a child-oriented facility. How do you define what's a child-oriented facility? What are your views about recreational marijuana in La Mesa?
Well, I know in 2016, the voters passed Prop 64 and also Measure U. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the issue of legalization, I think, has been kind of answered.
Yeah. And I should have added, too, if you have a comment you want to make on medical marijuana, being a doctor, that's certainly appropriate to ask as well.
So with the issue of recreational marijuana use in La Mesa, I think that it's something that if the voters are interested in, then as a member of the city council, it is important to kind of get on top of that and make sure that we're able to do it in a manner which is safe for our public, and also that we have different forms of education out there to educate our residents on some of the pros and cons of recreational use. Now, from a medical standpoint, there have been studies that have shown that marijuana can help, or cannabis can help with certain conditions, epilepsy, cancer. So in those areas, they have been shown for benefit. I personally do not prescribe medical marijuana because that's not my specialty, but there are some physicians out there that do specialize in that. Mm-hmm. And if my patient needs it, I refer it to them.
Yeah. Would you support distance limits and things like that to make sure that any such facilities would not be too close to schools or parks, things like that, churches?
I would support that, just like we have various distant limits for other things as well.
Okay. The city, at one point, was planning to build a new library. Okay. And the current library was originally meant to be only an interim step, but somehow the new one never got built. Would you support constructing a new, larger library, as well as, for that matter, a new civic center for La Mesa? And if so, what are your ideas for funding that?
That's an excellent question, and that's one of the questions that I get a lot when I am speaking with the La Mesa residents. My feeling on a library is I believe that library is truly the heart of a city. That is where you can go to relax, to read. For people who don't have access to the internet, that's where they can go to pay their bills, to do their schoolwork. It should be a place where you can schedule meetings. So we really need to have a modern library. We call ourselves the jewel of the hill, and we are. Mm-hmm. And we need a library that complements that as well. So I do support the building of a new library, which is what was the agreement, you know, over 10 years ago. And, you know, we can look at other cities to see what resources they did, what funding they tapped into, what grants they applied for, because this is not something that's unique to La Mesa. There are cities throughout San Diego County that have new libraries, and we can always reach out to them to see what they did and see whether or not what they did is something that we can do, or at least a part of what we can do.
There you go. Back when Art Madrid was the mayor, he was pushing for a new civic center, saying that the facilities that the employees at City Hall work in are very outdated and, you know, small and dark and cramped. And that sort of seems to have fallen by the wayside, but I'm curious whether that's something you would support if there was the budget for it.
Well, I think it's definitely something that we can look into, and it can actually be like a multi-use facility. You could have the library and the civic center together.
Good idea.
And potentially even some affordable housing around the area as well. But I do think that it is something that we should look into. When you go to City Hall, you do notice that some of the offices are in bungalows that were not meant to be there for long periods of time. So I do think that is something that we should look into as well.
Yeah. Homelessness is a growing problem across East County, including La Mesa. And of course, that's a health issue as well, as we saw with the hepatitis outbreak last year. Do you have ideas for doing more to help the homeless and reduce homelessness in La Mesa?
When I think about homelessness itself, there are those who are homeless who we see on the street, and then there are those who are homeless that are homeless because they don't actually have a home.
They're in cars.
They're in cars, they're in hotels, they're sleeping at friends' homes. And so for those individuals, the issue really is making sure that we have affordable housing. Not only do we have some housing for what are considered low income, but also middle income.
Mm-hmm.
And so working and strategizing and challenging and dealing with those challenging, and like I said before, working with all of the stakeholders to increase our affordable housing in the area will help with them. For those who we see that are, you know, living on the streets and may have some health and mental issues.
Yeah.
You know, I think the first thing we have to do is we have to really recognize that it's a problem. And our city council as a whole hasn't done that in the past. We've never really viewed it as a problem here in La Mesa. It's everywhere else.
Sending them out to El Cajon or down to San Diego. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so once we start to realize that it is an issue and that it is a growing issue, and that not only the residents but the businesses are now starting to notice that and complain about it.
Yes. And the library, I know.
And and the library that we have. That's when we can really start to focus on it, think of some creative solutions, work with our hospitals, because some of these things have to deal with mental health, and try to get them some help. And that way they're also not clogging up our emergency rooms. A lot of times when people go to the ER at Grossmont, it's just packed and it's hours. But a lot of that has to do with things that are preventative and not necessarily emergent. So there are a lot of different things that can be done. But the first thing you have to do is recognize that it's an issue.
Okay. The heart of La Mesa is the historic downtown village, and we've seen a lot of changes, some of them very exciting in the last couple of years. We've seen this downtown streetscape improvement and an emerging restaurant row down there. There's also been some disagreements, controversies over the Friday night farmers market, for instance, which has moved into the village, and, you know, it's great to shop there, but on the other hand, a lot of the restaurants are saying it's really hurting their businesses on their busiest night. There's also the issue over who should fund the Oktoberfest these days. What are your views on the future of the downtown village and some of those specific issues?
Well, our village is absolutely amazing. I love it. It's beautiful. It's family-oriented. It's diverse in what they have. You can go shopping. In fact, the outfit I have on today, I purchased at one of the stores in the village. They've got great restaurants. But I agree, there are some challenges that we've had recently. In regards to the farmers market, I do believe that the village is a good place for it to be. I don't necessarily know if Friday nights is the best night, because for restaurants, it's oftentimes their busiest night.
Right.
And also, I believe that, you know, we need a government with transparency and also community engagement. And it would have been nice had the residents in the area and the businesses in that particular area had input on that decision.
True. A lot of residents say they were never asked, and some of the businesses say they weren't all surveyed. There was some questions about the surveys that were turned in. There were some allegations that, you know,
that it wasn't actually the person who had signed it.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I did hear about that. But I think that when you engage all involved parties, then oftentimes you can come up with a solution that works for everybody.
Yeah, so maybe revisiting and having a community meeting with all the merchants and the residents to see what mm-hmm. they want.
And I would suggest that should probably happen right now. I know this is a trial period, but discussion should be going on right now, ongoing with the residents and the businesses to say, hey, at the end of the 6 months, what are we going to do?
Yeah, as well as maybe surveying the farmers to find out what other nights would they be able to come. You know, with the former head of the merchants group just sort of told everybody that Fridays is really the only night, but did anybody really check that and go ask the farmers and see?
Right, and the other thing is that there may be some farmers out there that could come on another night to La Mesa, to our
Right.
our farmers market, but they can't come on Friday.
Yeah.
So,
good point.
You know, we might lose one or two, but we may gain three or four that couldn't come on a Friday night.
There you go. Who are the major endorsers for your candidacy?
Well, I have been very honored to have those who have endorsed me. I have some elected officials, so our Senator Tony Atkins, Assembly Members Dr. Shirley Weber, Assembly Member Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher, Assembly Member Todd Gloria. I also have our La Mesa City Council Member Colin Parent, who's endorsed, mm-hmm. San Diego Councilwoman Barbara Bree, and San Diego Councilman David Alvarez. I also have the endorsement of the San Diego Democratic Party, Dems for Equality, the United Domestic Workers, just to name some.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. What else would you like our listeners to know about your candidacy?
Well, I want the voters of La Mesa to know that I am running for city council to be their voice, to ask the hard questions, to promote transparency and community engagement, and to continue to build on La Mesa's wonderful legacy of family, community, and economic opportunity.
Very good. Listeners, if you just tuned in, we've been speaking with Dr. Akilah Weber, who is a candidate for the La Mesa City Council. Dr. Weber, where can people go to find out more about you and your candidacy?
Oh, thank you so much for asking. We have a website. It's www.drweber4lamesa.com.
DrWeber4LaMesa.com.
Yes.
Very good. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.
Thank you.